every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you again for another week. So obviously, a little bit of traction, a little bit of movement going on over the last week. We've got a good, big, pretty significant trade, really, going on between the Orioles and the Angels last night. We'll talk about that. The four players that did opt into the qualifying offer accepted it with their teams to go back for another year. We'll talk about that. And pretty recently, hot off the press right before the show, MLB forming a partnership with NBC, Netflix, and basically an extension of ESPN too. So we'll talk about that and give our thoughts and opinions on it. And and we've got more, obviously, in that. We'll curtain call questions, and but happy to be back with you for another week. So excited about it. And as always, seems to be no shortage of topics to talk about. So before we get there, obviously, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are out there in the listening world, as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, trainer, whatever you are, and if you're just enjoying some off season, that's great too. So rest and recovery, as they always say, right? All part of the process. So before we do get going, though, obviously, to all our servicemen and women around the world, thank you for doing what you do every day, so we can do what we love to do here at the Nation, and that's baseball. And in some way, shape, or form, that's thank you, as we always say, is never enough. But we thank you also for letting us come into your listening world as well. So it makes a big difference. And if you have curtain call questions, personal questions, you know where you can contact us. That's on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Noel and myself will definitely get back in touch with you. And if it is a personal baseball journey question, we're happy to help. As a player, a parent, a coach, doesn't really matter. Happy to talk all things baseball with you and help you navigate the process. So and again, if it's a curtain call question, send them in there for us, and we'll certainly try our very best to get them on a show for you. Again, lots to talk about. It's interesting stuff to talk about tonight, and some is a lot deeper than just on the surface or just a little off-season move. And obviously, you have free agents to talk about as well. So settle in however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us. Get that favorite drink, because we're going to be right back here after the break to get up, get after it, and get dirty.
Nugget bells, nugget bells, nuggets all the way.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing them when we cut down the Christmas tree.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds.
Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's start off with talking about those qualifying offers. Obviously, Trent Grisham back in with the Yankees. Brandon Woodruff back in with the Milwaukee Brewers. Shota Imanaga back in with the Cubs. And Gleyber Torres back in with the Detroit Tigers. Surprising, expected strategies for the teams. Who really wins, the teams or the players in that one?
For that one, obviously, to me, it's a 50-50. Basically, the player, I mean, let's call it what it is, Shota Imanaga, he had his option declined by the Cubs, and then he declined the Cubs' counter option type of deal, and then ends up basically getting an additional $7 million on the player option that he declined. Because I believe his was a 1 year 15 or a little over $15 million. So he ends up getting the $22 million with the qualifying offer. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer to me. He probably was one of the guys that obviously could have gone out and gotten some money in free agency, in my opinion, at least. But obviously, he likes it there a little bit in Chicago. Brandon Woodruff, another guy that to me, I think that was a win for Milwaukee. Milwaukee, obviously, they're a team that usually is a little bit tight-pursed. Everybody knows that around baseball. But, I mean, for them to shell out $22 million for Brandon Woodruff, who obviously he's been there for his entire career, done nothing but good job when he is healthy, obviously, pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers. And let's be honest, I mean, that's a competitive team as is, so I don't know why you'd want to leave there. Trent Grisham, he was another guy. I think he was probably in line for about a 3-year 50. I don't know if he would have gotten more than $22 million a year. So for him to kind of take that, okay, you know what, 1 year, $22 million, go back, play on New York, obviously competitive division, competitive team. They should be in it again this year. And, I mean, he's got the short right field porch, so that's obviously going to help the offense in numbers, plays good enough defensively. Only thing that screws the New York Yankees on now is Jason Dominguez. That's the kind of kicker for that one. And then Gleyber Torres, obviously, kind of a no-brainer for Detroit. They don't really have too much money tied up in any players. We talked about this, obviously, last week when getting into the Skubal thing. But, yeah, I mean, to me, the Tigers and Gleyber, obviously, it's kind of a no-brainer both ways. They both win.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go back to the Cubs. Shota opting in, back accepting. And, you know, does that have any traction, do you think, with, you know, and I hope I'm saying the name right, Japanese pitcher coming over in that? Obviously, like you said, he's like Chicago. Chicago needs pitching. We know that. Do you think there's any serviceable opportunities there to, you know, maybe gravitate him to Chicago? I'm talking?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously between him and Seiya Suzuki, obviously they've tapped into the Japanese market in the past. The Japanese players seem to be accepting of coming to Chicago. One of the few kind of Midwest cities that I guess they're kind of accepting on. Obviously, Chicago's a bigger market town. They're getting the draw. The White Sox, unfortunately, will not get the draw from those Japanese guys, but the Cubs seem to do a good job of it. So one of those guys I figure would be in play for them, whether it be the two offensive players are obviously Ime as well on the pitching end. And obviously, everybody knows the Cubs need a little bit of pitching help. So that one, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. If the Cubs are in the market for him, then you'd want to show to Imanaga and you'd want to say a Suzuki to be in your corner and trying to push for those guys to come over.
Woodruff going back to Milwaukee. Does that open up any trade possibilities for them with Freddie Peralta?
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee's always kind of one of those teams that, for whatever reason, seems to be unwilling to pay their ace pitchers. And now, that being said, obviously everybody knows Milwaukee. It seems like they're, well, heck, we talked about it in the summertime. They're the National League version of the Tampa Bay Rays. It seems like year after year, they're churning out pretty good pitchers and pretty good pitching prospects, obviously. Jacob Mizorowski's the newest one on the block for them. The Freddie Peralta thing, obviously, he's going to be a free agent, what, in a year's time? CBA also expires in a year's time, so, I mean, that'll be a little bit interesting. But at the same time, like, Freddie Peralta, he's still going to draw interest. If his name is available, I'm expecting not quite a Corbin Burns level of return for what they got from Baltimore Orioles there a couple years ago with the DL Hall and Joey Ortiz prospects coming back. Obviously, neither of them have really panned out. But still, I'm expecting you to get back a significant return if you're trying to trade a Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, I think so for sure. You know, we'll talk about the free agents in the next segment and stuff. I counted it really quick over the weekend. I think there's like 211 players that were up for free agency. It blew me away how many there was and stuff. Now, obviously, that's across the spectrum, across the board. But, you know, those types of pitchers, like you said, Freddie Peralta, they're going to be big for sure. So let's jump over to that trade that happened last night between the Orioles and the Angels. Obviously, going to the Orioles, outfielder Taylor Ward. 1 year remaining on his contract. The other way, Grayson Rodriguez from the Orioles. So obviously the Orioles just gave up on him. I mean, yes, they need outfielders. We know that. Taylor Ward, that's a good pickup. There's no question about it. And Grayson hasn't pitched since 2024. I think July 31st of 2024 was the last time he pitched a major league game.
Yeah, Grayson Rodriguez, obviously their former top prospect, former top pitching prospect. He was, what, the second best pitching prospect in the game, I think, at the time before he got called up, if not the best pitching prospect, depending on which prospect list you were looking at. But, sorry, excuse me. Either way, Taylor Ward is a significant get for the Baltimore Orioles. The only issue with that get is the fact that they still don't have a center fielder.
Yeah, I know. They got work to do and lots of it.
Yeah, you're adding a lot of pop there. And obviously they've redone the left field wall and everything like that. And I mean, it's a good punch to get out of there, especially as a right-handed hitter. Obviously a lot of young kids. So I don't know if they're going to go back to the well and try and trade for a center fielder. Cause to me, there's not really a heck of a lot of great center fielders available when you have the depth of prospects that the Baltimore Orioles have, especially corner outfielders. Like right now, you got Tyler O'Neill and you got Taylor Ward, obviously, just acquired as probably your starting two guys. Both of those guys, though, I'd say they profile better as left fielders than they do as a center fielder or as a right fielder. You got Heston Kjerstad, you got Colby Mayo. I guess they're probably going to split time out in right field. And center field is kind of right now a crapshoot. Like, to me, at least, that's the way that I'm looking at that roster. So I don't know which one of those guys becomes available for a trade for a center fielder.
Do they loosen up the purse strings and get in on Cody Bellinger? There's a pretty good one. I mean, unfortunately, he's a lefty, and that they're trying to balance that lineup between lefties and righties. All their young guys are all lefties predominantly.
No, I get what you're getting at, but Cody, to me, I mean, he's the same thing. He's not a center fielder anymore, unfortunately. So it's one of those ones where don't get me wrong. I don't think that he can't play center field. I just think he profiles better at this point in time as a corner guy. Especially, I mean, obviously, you're looking at the way the Yankees put him out there last year. Obviously, he started out in center field and then moved over to left field real quick after Trent Grisham took off.
But he also gives you that balance, too.
No, right?
He gives you a bit of center field if it's Mayo that's got to have a bit more experience. Gives you a bit of first base as well. So, again, I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but certainly a good trade. A good start early in the stage. I like it. I like where it went. Obviously, Rodriguez going to the Angels. Angels aren't going anywhere real fast. They can give him some time to get himself right. And if he does get himself right, hey, that could be a really nice catch.
And everybody knows the Angels need starting pitching. So I mean that one's a no-brainer. You take a flyer on the kid. Like I said, he was a former top prospect. He's coming back off of Tommy John.
Well, I can't remember. Shoulder and lats. Yeah, that's what's been the issue with him, and getting just problems there, right? And so that's a mechanical thing for sure. I mean, and fitness. So there's more components to it, but obviously maybe the Angels, Perry Minasian and his staff have looked at it or whatever, evaluated and say, hey, you know what? I think we can do something with this kid. A tweak here, a tweak there, and we get him right and away we go.
Well, that's it. I mean, he had the upside. So yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. He comes with a couple of years of control as well. So that's a good thing. Obviously still moves to be made.
Yeah, no question about it. But a very good one. I like the fact that they pulled it off early in the offseason. Obviously, when we come back, we'll talk about the Josh Naylor signing with the Seattle Mariners and so much more.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And right before the break, obviously, Josh Naylor, the big signing this last week, back to the Seattle Mariners, $92.5 million. Well done, Jerry DePoto. I think everybody kind of had probably a realistic sense that he would go back there. Obviously, a great stretch after being the trade or after the trade deadline and then the playoffs, just wow. And they were that close. And I mean, and you talked about it last week, obviously, with Suarez gone, Polanco gone, and at that point in time, Naylor gone in the infield alone.
Oh, they had holes.
Yeah, you know, and I don't blame them. I think that's the first one you got to go to. There's no question. I think there's still upside on that kid. He plays with his heart. He plays serious. He wants to win. I watched the interview yesterday or whatever in that. I mean, they always say it, obviously, in an interview, love the city, but you could tell the way he talked. It was just another level of respect and love and sheer desire to come back. And I think recognition of realizing you got Julio Rodriguez, you got Cal Raleigh, and you got probably the best pitching staff overall when completely healthy in baseball. So there's nothing not to like about that re-signing. Were you surprised it went so quick?
Yeah, and the reason why I was surprised, obviously, this is going to be a joke of a statement here. It's not meant to be a real statement, but the joke obviously is the fact that the Toronto Blue Jays were not interested in him. That's the first time I've seen a signing before a Toronto Blue Jays could be interested in a guy, posted by one of the MLB insiders. Yeah, I mean, obviously the 5-year 92.5 is kind of right in line with what we were figuring. We figured he'd be 75 to 100, somewhere in that range. Gets the $6.5 million signing bonus, full no-trade clause. Apparently he's got a house out west somewhere, I think Arizona or something like that. Wife just had the kid, obviously. So, like, I mean, it makes sense logistically for him to stay out there on the West Coast. And obviously, like you said, it was a mutual fit both ways. Came over to Seattle, obviously had a fantastic last 2 months of the season. Team just went to the playoffs, went deep in the playoffs, and there's no reason to suggest that without adding a couple of those holes, obviously, that they've lost between second and third base, that team can't get back there. And second base, I mean, realistically, they got options where they can trade guys. Like, you got a Luis Castillo who very easily can become available. Obviously, they said money's a little tight right now. I think they're about $20 million away from previous career high of last season, where they went to what I think I saw $166 million, if I'm not mistaken. So I mean, they got about $20 million. Luis Castillo's is what I think $20 million, give or take, this year on his salary. So you flip that, you get a bit less on a salary, but very easily could get a second baseman back in return. Obviously, Brendan Donovan, he's available. He could slide in there at second base for you guys. And that would be a fantastic get if they could figure out a way how to get him.
Well, that's it, right? We're going to talk about the other free agents, or some of the other free agents, obviously, in that. But, you know, do you think there's more trades before the winter meetings? Do you think the trades are ahead of the free agent signings? Or are we just...
No, right now we're in a stalemate. And the reason why I say that, obviously, it's the same as the past couple off seasons, where all of a sudden you have three Japanese guys posted all within a week, basically. And each one of those guys is going to be a considerable gift for whatever team gets them. But you got to assume that most of those guys are going to be tied up in that. You got Bo Bichette, who right now everybody's kind of saying is going to be... going to be playing either second or third base. Pete Alonso obviously is the last remaining first baseman that really carries value for you. So you got to imagine his market would probably be what sets the tone for the trade markets, right? Between Bo Bichette and between Pete Alonso. Like, you're going to see those clubs that aren't willing to spend as much money probably jump at the opportunity to trade these guys, obviously, before the free agents and everything like that get rolling. But at the same time, why would I trade, case in point, of Brendan Donovan right now when I know Bo Bichette probably drives whatever my trade market is?
Yep.
Alex Bregman, yeah, same thing. Like, those are the guys that are going to drive my trade market up, because all of a sudden now there's a sense of urgency that one team didn't get their guy. So now all of a sudden they got to come back and offer me X amount more just to get a guy that can play above average baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I got to believe the last 2 years, 3 years of what the Dodgers have been doing or whatever, and that they really have to be in the best situation possible. You know, they need an outfielder. So I'm not surprised if Kyle Tucker goes there at the end of the day when it all shakes out and they get down to real business. And maybe one of the Japanese players, could be offense, could be another pitcher. But out of all those contending teams, I think they're really in the best position. I mean, the Yankees, they need outfield. They need help. First base. Well, Ben Rice will be there or whatever, but who's going to back him up when he catches? Jay's got pitching needs. You know, I don't know if they need an outfielder. I mean, yeah, it's always nice to have one, I guess, or whatever you need it. But and then Boston, they need two or three pieces too. Like, they're right there. They got the money to spend. But I look at the Dodgers and I think, holy cow, they're in really good shape. But let's go ahead. Okay, so, you know, you got your Tucker. Well, I think he's going to be a Dodger. You know, they're talking about the Blue Jays being the lead, whatever it is. I think when it comes right down to it, they need him. Slide Teoscar or maybe over to left with Kiki going under the surgery there the past week. You know, move that. Then you go to Bo Bichette. I mean, obviously, they're trying their very best to get back, but I think it's going to be a big market for Bo, and it should be. He gives you options, right? He gives you shortstop. He gives you second. Let's be honest, he could even give you third if he needed to. So I think that's going to be a big, big market for him. He might have the biggest market out there. What do you think?
Yeah, Bo Bichette, just with the positional versatility that he should be able to bring. I mean, obviously, there's not a lot of teams out there with the need for a true shortstop. But let's be honest, Bo Bichette's not a true shortstop. Like, I mean, we've said it for years here on the show that he profiles better as a second baseman than he does as a shortstop. Third base, I think he's got a strong enough arm. I mean, I'm not going to bet my life savings that he's got a great enough arm on it, but I think he's got a solid enough arm that he could probably play third base. But to me, I mean, I'd basically do the same thing as what happened with Trevor Story there when he first came over to Boston and had to play a bit of second base. So that's kind of the way that I look at it.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, with Glaber accepting his qualifying offer, he was the top second baseman on the board this offseason. So he's gone now already. So that just elevates Bo's opportunities as well. There's no question. So let's go ahead and talk about that MLB deal. Just coming, what, about an hour ago, I think, before us recording. And so we've got NBC back in the game, I think, after 26 seasons, it said. So they're back in baseball.
What do you mean? NBC's been doing games.
Well, they've been doing games, but really, really significantly investing in it again, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Getting more back to
their... Yeah, they're done with just the Chicago White Sox and that type of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of the dirtbags that are my age and stuff like that when it was, you know, it was part of the baseball fabric, right? Netflix, obviously, looking at doing, expanding their streaming and also docuseries is what it was reading. And then ESPN, you're just extending them. But it's 3 years. So that was interesting to me. It's a 3-year deal. And you talked about it during the summertime. And I think a lot of you dirtbags know that obviously Manfred has said kind of 2028 is his expiration date, if that's the right way of saying it. So that 3 years, that's 26, 27, and 28. We also have the Olympics in LA in 2028. But we have the collective bargaining next year. That's a little bit interesting if you dig a little bit deeper. Again, we're just speculating, obviously, in that. But I have to assume if you're those three networks, you're not sitting down with MLB unless you know full well there's going to be games to be played and information to be talked about. And again, we've seen MLB owners try to do these types of manipulations to put pressure on the players. Doesn't always work. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are honestly, it's a tough one. Because, like, I'm looking at it, right? And obviously, it's a no-brainer from a Rob Manfred ownership perspective of it for drawing up more interest than obviously what's been presented so far. I mean, you look at the World Series numbers, you look at the playoff numbers across the board, and I'd say viewership was heavily up. Obviously, Fox was the driving force there. But even in Canada, obviously, Rogers being as big as it is, the numbers were great. Japan, like their market, obviously, that's huge. So, yeah, I mean, re-bringing back in NBC, your Netflix, stuff like that. Like, Netflix has to do a much better job than what they've done with the football and the boxing and stuff like that. I do got to say that if they want to be serious about it, like they got to get after it and put some money into it. But either way, I mean, it's a no-brainer from a business perspective for the MLB for them to do this stuff. But like you said, at the same time, the players, they don't really care what television service they're on. They care about getting their money at the end of the day and trying to build, well, some players are trying to build championships. Some players are just content with the money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously the TV does add to their wallets as well in indirectly. I mean, for sure. Well, directly, actually. And so it is, it's more than just, it's collectively MLB for sure that values out of that. And it just depends what the MLB has in mind for doing these docuseries with Netflix too, right? If you can engage those players more and get that exposure, whether it's the WBC classics, you know, what they do behind the scenes, if the players are willing to get more involved in that. And it looks like with all the social media that's out there that they enjoy it, right? You pick the right guys that, you know what, have the gift of the gab, if you will, and you know what, you market them and they just got to keep marketing, right? Like you said, what did I see? Game seven outdid in baseball outdid game seven in the NBA. I just saw it yesterday by like 9 million viewers or something like that.
Well, that's because basketball is an unwatchable product, yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. So they're moving in the right direction for sure. They got to just keep building off of it. So, but. Bottom line is, hey, it was great to see it, great to read about it, and I'm excited about it to see where it goes. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quad billion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials. Blue
sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, and thank you for sending them in. You know where you can do that, on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Noel and myself will try our very best to get them on the show. So as we started last week, we're trying to scan through the whole major leagues week by week. And so this week we're going to start out NL West, Nolan. Lots of San Francisco fans excited, nervous, I think a little bit of everything. They want to know, what is Buster Posey going to do? Where's he going? Again, one of those teams that need more than just one piece to fill in that puzzle, if you will. What names have you been hearing? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. They're in on quite a few guys. Obviously, no need for a third baseman, no need for a shortstop. They got those two positions covered. But sounds like they're in on the corner outfield market. Don't know if a Kyle Tucker is going to be a feasible get for them. Let's be honest. Kyle Tucker is going to cost $400 million. And I don't know, between Devers, Willy Adames, and Matt Chapman, if they really have $400 million to spend this offseason. So it's going to be a little bit tough, but it definitely sounds like the corner outfield spot is the primary need that they have right now. Obviously, they need some pitching, but, I mean, that's same as every other team in baseball. Need some bullpen help. Bullpen help's a little bit tough to come by, but I wouldn't be actually all that surprised if they're in a little bit on Edwin Diaz. Now, that being said, I think they'd rather probably take a flyer. And now this is going to be obviously what I think a lot of teams are probably going to try and do. Take a flyer on Ryan Helsley. Obviously, he's had tons of success with the St. Louis Cardinals. This year, obviously, once he went over to the Mets, got a little bit roughed up. But overall, though, it's a team that has a couple of needs. I mean, they traded Doval. They got some holes to fill. But overall, yeah, it's going to be corner outfield, relief pitching, and obviously probably a number four or five starter. If they can go out and swing a deal for a two or a three, bonus them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they've swung and missed the last few years, right? Starting with Aaron Judge. And I mean, obviously they got Adames last year, and not a great first half, really good second half after Devers got there and settled down. I mean, one good free agent that he's already picked up in the last week or whatever, that's going to be one of those unheralded ones. But if you're a Giants fan, you love it already. And that's bringing back Bruce Bochy to sit there beside him, right? And I watched Bochy talk the other day, and he really said, like, at the end of the day, it comes down to pitching. When you saw it with the you know, the Dodgers, once they let everybody rest and get healthy and knew what time it was, hey, just be ready for October type of stuff. Every team can't do that. Don't be naive to that fact. There's no question. And I think that's why Seattle still doesn't trade their guys, even though everybody wants it, right? If somebody goes down, that's what happens. So, but Bochy, I think, is a good first step, really, to be honest with you, in that they obviously know one another really well. It's another, well, it's a Hall of Fame advisor, right, sitting beside you in the manager, and it's great for Vitello as well as a manager. So, you know what? Good thoughts on San Francisco. Let's slide over to the NL East. Atlanta Braves just get Drake Baldwin, Rookie of the Year last week. Do they look at moving Sean Murphy yet? Do they get a lot for him? What needs there? You hope Strider's back, Schwellen back, you know. And just, if you got a Christmas wish list, I guess just hope for a healthy season.
Yeah, so obviously it's not like the Braves have a whole lot of holes. Obviously, Michael Harris needs to get back to being Michael Harris from his rookie year there. Spencer Strider healthy, Ronald Acuna healthy, you name it healthy. That's the simplest way to put it, is just you name it healthy. Like, because that whole team obviously last year went through a stretch where it seemed like four or five guys were injured all at the same time. Marcell Ozuna, obviously a free agent this year, so they'll have a hole in the DH spot. But, I mean, DH is an easy enough hole to fill, in my opinion. There's some names out there, obviously, on the market. I don't expect them to be after a Kyle Schwarber or anything like that. But, obviously, the first name that's going to come to mind is Bo Bichette.
Yep.
the Alex Anthopoulos connection, obviously that's an easy one for fans to sit there and say, hey, boom and boom. Alex Anthopoulos was a part of the core that was there in Toronto. Bo Bichette, obviously, former Toronto Blue Jay, now he's a free agent. Wouldn't be surprised if he ends up back with Toronto, but still, Atlanta Braves, that's an easy one. Starting pitching, obviously, that's a need. Chris Sale, I can't see him going anywhere anytime soon. Obviously, the option was picked up. Schwellenbach and stuff like that. Strider, obviously, you need another healthy season, but they'll need some starting pitching. The Sean Murphy thing, I think that's an interesting one. Obviously, Drake Baldwin, rookie catcher, obviously did a fantastic job, wins Rookie of the Year this year. But at the end of the day, Sean Murphy, apparently his name has been thrown around in some trade offers and stuff like that. I'd be surprised if a trade comes to fruition, especially with the youth on Drake Baldwin. And Sean Murphy's still a dang good catcher. So I don't think I'd be rushing to trade him. They just need health and they need some starting and relief pitching.
NL Central. You're St. Louis Cardinals fans, since Brendan Donovan's out there so much, and obviously Sonny Gray's now, Nolan Arenado, you know, where does it end kind of thing? And we say, where does it end or whatever, and I think that's what the fans, the dirtbags are wanting to know. You're Heim Bloom. Nolan, you're Heim Bloom. Where do you really go with this team?
See, it's funny because Derek Gould, like their beat writer, obviously does a good job and everything like that. He's got a MVP vote and whatnot. But he basically said outright today that there's 9 players that the Cardinals aren't looking to trade. Most of them are all part of the young core. The one name that caught my eye was Pedro Pajes. I saw Lance Lynn on talking with one of the other St. Louis Cardinals guys, just basically saying, why wouldn't you just go all in if you're the Cardinals? Just try and get something done this year. You still got a good enough team. Theoretically, you buy a couple of players here and there and you trade a couple of your younger guys, try and get some pitching. All of a sudden, you could become a competitive team. I think ultimately the route that they're going to go is right down to grassroots. Blow up as much of it as you can. Obviously, Brendan Donovan, I think, will get traded. I can't see the window being open for 2 years for the St. Louis Cardinals. So I could see them pulling off a trade for Donovan. His value will be high. Trading a Sonny Gray, trading basically everybody but Wilson Contreras, I think, is going to be available. So if I'm the Cardinals, realistically speaking, they need a lot of help everywhere. None of the young kids panned out, and unfortunately, Ollie Marmol ain't going anywhere. So good luck trying to get a free agent.
Yeah, I like your thoughts, to be honest with you, and Lance Lynn's thoughts on it. Go the other way. You know, you're going to have to pay money to give those guys away. So you're giving away and paying money, complaining about not having money. Add 25 to 30 million to the payroll, which is very easy for them to do.
Get fans back in the seats.
Get fans back in the seats. And exactly right. Go ahead and Sonny Gray, Matthew Liberatore, Michaelos is a free agent, but go and get somebody. There's so many of them out there in that $15 million range or whatever, and that, and try to pick up a solid bat and away you go. Try to go the other way, because exactly right. We know what Milwaukee is. We know what Chicago probably will be. The Pirates are coming. The Pirates are coming if they can straighten it out, but we'll talk down on another episode about them. So I like the Lance Lynn. I like yours. I'd almost go the other way. Add some money to it and get serious about it and say, let's go into this season and see what we can do. Quit fooling around. Get down to business. So let's slide over. Houston Astros, AL West, can't be happy about not making the playoffs this year. Let's be realistic, and we haven't talked about it. Aggressive? Yeah. Smart aggressive?
No, they're always a smart aggressive team. And the reason why I'm saying that, obviously, they've already thrown out Isaac Paredes as a possible trade candidate.
But they also shut that down
right away. So, I mean, that was a no-brainer to them. Altuve, obviously, I think this year they're just going to keep him at second base. I don't think they do that platoon of second base, left field. The left field experiment did not work out for them at all. You got Correa at shortstop. You got Jeremy Pena at shortstop. You got Correa, who can play third base with Isaac Paredes. You got Christian Walker over at first base. So, I mean, the infield itself is set. Like, you got a good infield. Then obviously you slide out to the outfield. You got Yordan Alvarez, who's more than likely just going to DH, but can play outfield. There's some holes out there. There's no two ways about it. I'm drawing a blank on the young kid that they got from the Cubs last year. Good player too. Anyways, Cam Smith. Sorry, he's another good player. He'll obviously play out in the outfield in some capacity. I mean, there's holes in the outfield, but the biggest bugaboo was trying to replace Framber Valdez.
Absolutely.
That one's obviously the first one that jumps out to me off the page. Former World Series winner, dominated, and then decides to just smoke his catcher in the chest last year and lose all respect from just about any catcher that's ever played baseball. So Framber Valdez, obviously the biggest hole to fill. So, I mean, they're going to need some starting pitch, and they got some depth that they can trade from, and they still have money to spend. But yeah, there's no two ways that they're going to be content with missing out on the playoffs last year. So their goal is to get back in there.
Baltimore Orioles fans, a little bit concerned, Nolan. Concerned they're losing maybe Adley Rutschman in a trade this year. What do you think?
Well, Bosello signed a long time, or long term. Obviously, they've kind of said he's going to be the starting catcher. Obviously, the future, I guess, is kind of the way that they're looking at it, because they signed him to, what, the 8-year 68, I believe it was, last year, pretty much right after he came up. So you're looking at it, obviously, Adley Rutschman. Outside of JT Realmuto, and JT, unfortunately, is over the hill for what he once was offensively. Obviously, you can't bank on him going 20-20, 300 average or close to it, and 80-plus RBIs. I mean, he's still going to play solid enough defense. He's still going to hit solid enough. Like, he's probably going to be a 270, 15 home run guy, somewhere in that range. 70 RBIs, still play good enough defense. He's still a smart catcher. So, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, you got Adley Rutschman as probably the if he is available, the second highest tiered catcher out there on the market. And to me, I mean, he'd be a guy that could very easily get you some pieces back.
Well, I was going
to
say,
it's easy enough for you to make a trade. Case in point, the St. Louis Cardinals have six catchers either in the major leagues or all within their top six prospects, that one of them should be available for a trade.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, is, you know, he had some injuries last year, year and a half and stuff. Is he good enough still to go ahead and get you that center fielder and maybe a pitcher, or just a one or if you're going to really go high on a return for him?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you kick in some lower level prospect, I bet you could get a pitcher and probably a center fielder. Now, I don't know what the return's going to be. It obviously depends on what type of starting pitcher you're getting back. Like, let's be honest, the Baltimore Orioles need a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 starting pitcher. Like, I don't think you can bank on Trevor Rogers having as good of a second half ever again as what he did last year. Like, let's be honest, he was Cy Young for the second half of the season there, like post All-Star game prior to the injury. But either way, no, you're looking at it. The Orioles have a big need for starting pitching. If Adley Rutschman's available, I'm trying to trade for a 2 and probably a center fielder. And I'll kick in one of those other corner outfielders like we talked about off the hop of the at the start of the show here. Just with the plethora of corner outfielders that they have, like, and they still got guys down in the minors that are good enough to be traded.
Yeah, no question about it. So obviously, a minute left. Chicago White Sox. Do you even go out and sign free agents? Or you see, just stay the course.
I'm going to jump in right away with this Kyle Teal nonsense, and that one kind of pissed me off. And if you're a Chicago White Sox fan, you should be pissed off about that one too, because obviously Kyle Teal last year was one of the guys in the Garrett Crochet trade. The fact that his name was even being thrown out there as a possible interest guy, I'm like, don't disregard the Chicago White Sox that bad. Like, I get that they've had some down years over the past couple of years, but don't disregard them. Obviously, they got some holes to fill. Luis Robert, apparently he's available in trade now, finally, after being irrelevant for the past, 3 years? Since his MVP finalist year, I think, in 22 or 23, whatever it was. But either way, he's just a wash of a contract at this point in time. So if a team's willing to eat that, absolutely you take that one on and you hope that you can make something out of it. But yeah, the White Sox, I honestly don't know what they're going to do.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so obviously it's that time of year where basically the Hall of Fame guys get nominated and everything like that. They become eligible for the election for the ballot. This year, got to be honest, I don't think there's a single player on here that gets in for the new guys I'm talking, outside of maybe a Cole Hamels. This year's first ballot guys are Ryan Braun, Shin-Soo Chu, Edwin Encarnacion, Gio Gonzalez, Alex Gordon, Cole Hamels, Matt Kemp, Howie Kendrick, Nick Markakis, Daniel Murphy, Hunter Pence, Rick Porcello. All obviously very good careers. Cole Hamels is probably the only one that's going to get passed. Probably 20%, I'd say, year one. I don't know. I really don't know how high he goes. Obviously, he posted great career numbers, 2,700 innings almost, 2,500 Ks, solid postseason resume and everything like that. Obviously, Edwin Encarnacion, another guy, but he was just a DH. I can't see him getting over the hump. A lot of good, solid players, but nothing fancy. So, I mean, it's really going to come down to the guys that are on the ballot from the years past. Andrew Jones obviously has a good chance of getting in. This is his second last year on it. Carlos Beltran, another one of those guys that I really don't know what's going to happen with him. Posted well last year, had 70% of the votes, but same time, I mean, he's caught up in the cheating scandal. Obviously, outside of that, he was a Hall of Fame player. So, I mean, that cheating scandal really brought him down. But if he gets in, all of a sudden, let's be honest, the floodgates are going to open. Like, there's going to be some backlash like no tomorrow.
Well, you said it to me yesterday in that posthumous Shoeless Joe Jackson. There's cheating. So, yeah, that's a really interesting one. Exactly right. There could be some fireworks. So, I do agree with you on the first part of it, too. Cole Hamels is the only guy that really jumps out at me, is being able to stay on it and needing the writers just time to think about it and stuff like that. Pretty above average career overall. Certainly the people that remember Cole Hamels and that, real solid. Those other guys, exactly right. Very, very solid careers, but that was it at the end of the day. So can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, Dirtbags. Listening, sharing, sending your curtain call questions. You know where you can do that. Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. To all the servicemen and women out there, thank you very much for doing what you do so we can do what we do here every single day. If you are playing this week, make sure you get out there and get up, get after it, and get dirty. Bottom line. Unfortunately, though, it is that time already. It is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.